Hello, it's Wednesday, February the 24th, and we finished the Ascent Psalms yesterday, and today we are in Psalm 135, a much longer psalm than we've been used to for the last few weeks, and this one has 20 verses. And every verse of Psalm 134 is either a quotation or is quoted elsewhere in the scriptures. And it's a litany of praise. It is saying over and over and over in different words our need and the language of that need to praise Almighty God. It begins, "Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Give praise, O servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God." And it picks up exactly, I think, where Psalm 134 left off, with antiphonal Levitical choirs singing back and forth to each other the praise of God. And here there's a recognition of those who stand in the courts of the Lord, and whose duty but also delight was to sing to God's praise. There's a reference in the psalm to the history of redemption, and you'll see references to Egypt and the Exodus, the battle against kings Sihon and Og, two giants that they met along the way. And those two kings will also figure in tomorrow's psalm, Psalm 136. And again, at the end of Psalm 135, you see this antiphonal singing. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. O house of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. And the various singing groups within the temple of different tribes are being addressed and being exhorted to sing the praise of God. It's a praise psalm. And if you find a lengthy praise psalm a burden, then repent, because it shouldn't be. And how much more glorious can it get than to sing the praises of Almighty God? Well, have a wonderful day. We'll look at Psalm 136 tomorrow.